So I'd like to maybe explore a little bit where you think both of these immune therapies are ideally utilized right now and maybe in the future. But before we get into it, maybe we can talk a little bit about toxicity tolerability issues. So going back to checkpoint inhibitors, obviously we're all familiar with the autoimmune complications that are seen. Any specific issues that come up in patients with Hodgkin's? And the one that kind of would immediately jump to mind would be pneumonitis, because most of them have gotten bleomycin, some have gotten radiation therapy. How much of a problem has pneumonitis been with these patients and other complications?
Interestingly, and certainly we've seen autoimmune complications in our Hodgkin's patients. It's notable that though we have seen some pneumonitis, it has not been out of proportion with what we've seen in the solid tumor trials. So it doesn't appear to be markedly amplified. I don't think we have a huge volume of data yet to say that it's not increased slightly, but there isn't a dramatically increased signal. And certainly, we've been exclusively in Hodgkin's testing this in patients who've had bleomycin exposure previously, and many of whom have had radiation or even other pulmonary toxins like BCNU in the setting of transplant. And pneumonitis isn't seen at a high incidence. We certainly see other things like hypothyroidism occasionally, rashes, colitis, but these have typically been very manageable and have not occurred in the majority of patients.
And one thing that's interesting about Hodgkin is that you have a fair number of younger patients. Maybe their immune system is more active than older patients, where most of the checkpoint agents have been used with solid tumors. Any evidence of any correlation between age and development of autoimmunity problems?
No, I think one could certainly posit that young patients have more robust immunity and have more robust immune responses as a result. But Hodgkin lymphoma, by its very biology, is an immune suppressive disease. And so perhaps that's offsetting some of what we might otherwise see. These are patients who, even before chemotherapy, we know have allergic responses to vaccines and such. So perhaps they're maybe even slightly protected against that, and that's why we don't see an even higher incidence of immune-mediated events. It's interesting that where we have seen a perhaps a signal of that are in patients who've had a prior allogeneic stem cell transplant and then get a PD-1 inhibitor, and their transplanted immune response does appear to be at risk for reactivating and inducing graft versus host disease. So those are patients who I would treat very cautiously. It's not an absolute contraindication by any means, but we do think that there's an increased signal of GVHD.